Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our top local story on WBBM, big changes have been proposed at Elk Grove Village, School District 59. Those changes have been deemed controversial by some parents. WBBM's Mike Krauser explains.
The district superintendent, Dr. Terry Bresnahan, says the reconfiguration plan that would change the grade levels at some schools is about correcting disparities in diversity and class sizes, among other things. She spoke to CBS 2.
What we're trying to build is a solution that is in the best long-term interest of the whole community so that we don't have to continue to further move marginalized groups of students.
Parent Cheryl Nowak says she can walk to school with her special needs son.
To be told my child has to take a bus and go somewhere else, what was the point of coming here?
A teacher and parent, Erin Schneider, sees positives in the plan.
I think it would create more equitable class sizes so that some buildings aren't having huge classes and others are having small classes.
There will be more meetings on the reconfiguration plan, including one next week. That's the story from Elk Grove Village.
Mexican Independence Day revelers could be seen and heard last night on the streets of downtown Chicago.
In fact, the celebrating has already begun. What you're hearing are the sounds of people in cars, vans, pickup trucks, and motorcycles at Michigan and Wacker last night. Many were waving Mexican flags. The sounds captured by WBBM's Brandon Eisen and Keith Johnson. Mexico declared its independence from Spain on this day in 1810. The city did not announce any street closures due to last night's caravans, but the city expects more of the same through Sunday and encourages people to celebrate safely and responsibly. Bernie Tafoya, 105.9 WBBM.
Felony charges are expected to be announced by Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox this morning against a Chicago police sergeant and an officer in connection with an on-duty shooting on July 22nd. It left an innocent bystander and one other person wounded. It happened during a shootout with some masked suspects near 18th and Morgan in Pilsen. Hours later, Police Superintendent David Brown told reporters at the time the officers were headed to the police academy for a training session.
There was two exchanges of gunfire during this whole interaction. The one was while the officer was still seated in the car. The second was as the shooter was fleeing, he was firing back at the officers as well.
Three other people with the shooter were arrested, including a 23-year-old man who was shot. It is unclear whether any of them were charged in the incident.
No injuries have been reported after police officers were met with gunfire after responding to an emergency call near Humboldt Park. According to police, the officers were on North Avenue near Keeler around 2 this morning when someone in the front passenger seat of a white Jeep began shooting at them before fleeing the scene. Officers pursued the vehicle as a woman in it continued to fire at them. Police say the officers did not return fire and lost track of the vehicle after reaching the Eisenhower. An investigation is continuing.
A judicial watchdog is out with an evaluation of Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox.
It's the Chicago Appleseed Center for Fair Courts that did the evaluation of State's Attorney Fox and whether she's lived up to her campaign promises. The center champions progressive prosecutors and its report commends Fox. The center's director of policy, Sarah Stout, says attempts to blame Fox for Chicago's rise in crime are dead wrong.
Given that it's happening all over the country, in cities with progressive prosecutors and cities without progressive prosecutors, it seems very hard to me to argue that Kim Fox is the cause of crime in Chicago. There are obviously other broader factors at play here.
Stout says State's Attorney Fox prosecutes a higher percentage of violent criminals and convicts a higher percentage of violent criminals than her predecessor. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Bed Bath & Beyond is closing many stores across the country, including a half dozen here in Illinois.
The Illinois stores affected are in Gurnee, Schaumburg, Fairview Heights, Carbondale, Bourbonnais, and Joliet. In August, the company said it would close about 150 stores and reduce its workforce by 20%. The retailer has 26 locations in Illinois, including one in Chicago. Shares of the retailer lost nearly a quarter of their value upon the August announcement, and the company said it expected a decline in comparable sales of 26% in the second quarter. Bob Conway, 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago Public Schools will honor labor activist Dolores Huerta this morning as part of Hispanic Heritage Month festivities at the Back of the Yards College Preparatory High School. She co-founded the United Farm Workers in 1962 with Cesar Chavez. She was a staunch advocate for women's and immigrants' rights for the past 60 years.
Naperville High School students are getting the opportunity to take part in local government and learn leadership skills.
Various boards and commissions in Naperville have set aside seats for student representatives. City spokesperson Linda LaCloche says the students learn leadership skills, while the adult members of the boards and commissions get a better idea of how their decisions affect Naperville's youth.
This gives them an opportunity to see that, yes, we do have accountants who work for the city. We have engineers who work for the city, as well as a lot of other professional jobs within a government.
Well, any high school student in Naperville can apply for one of the 25 open board or commission seats. Seniors will get priority. Students have until September 30th to apply. Information on the student leadership program is available on the City of Naperville's website. Jim Goodis, 105.9 WBBM.
Approval has been granted by the Chicago Plan Commission for plans for the second phase of the 43 Green development near 43rd Street Green Line CTA station. The proposal will allow the building of a 10-story mixed-use transit-oriented development with 80 residential units, retail space, and 13 parking spaces at 43rd and Prairie.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.